أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I would like to talk about a very important subject by the name of Sile Rahim, which in Arabic says Sila Rahim. But in English, there are different translations for this subject. Some of the translators, they translate Sila Rahim as family ties. And the others, they have translated it as communications or relations with relatives. Anyway, first of all, we need to know and to understand what does family mean. Actually, family, sometimes we describe it and define it according to the new knowledge. So I do not want to go as a sociologist how translate it and define it, or the other knowledge. How do they define this phrase and this terminology? But according to the Islam, as Islam says, we should define it at first. That what does family, by the meaning of Rahim, or in plural case, Arham, what does it mean? It means that those people who are related to us by our fathers, or by our mothers, or by our forefathers and foremothers, or by our sons, or by our daughters. So if they relate to us, so we say, we name them Arham or family, like our uncle, our aunt, our nephew, our forefathers. So all of them are our relatives, and all of them can be our family. One of the things which is very important to understand it here is this. We should know it according to the hadiths, according to the narrations from our imams, the narrations in the hadiths from our holy prophet, that these relatives, these family, of course, they do not have the same rights upon us. It is one. Because they are not in the same degree. So they differ one from others. One of our relative, maybe he is very close to us. He is the closest of all. So we can say that the one who is the closest of all, like our mom, like our mother, she has more rights than the others. So our forefathers or our uncle does not have those rights that the mothers have. That's why we can say that all the family, they are not in one degree, they are not in one level, but they will be put in different levels. They will be put in different degrees. According to their degrees, according to their levels, so they have different rights upon us. Here is a hadith which is narrated by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, who says, وَحُقُوقُ رَحِمَكَ كَثِيرًا. Do you know that the rights of your family are too much, are many, too many. مُتَّصِلَةٌ بِقَدْرِ اتِّصَالِ الرَّحِمِ فِي قَرَابَةٍ. So these rights depend on the nearness and closeness that those family have to you. وَاجِبُهَا عَلَيْكَ حَقُّ أُمِّكَ. The first rights which a person have upon you and is more than the others, that is the right of your mother upon you, which is necessary, which is obligatory that you should do and you should obey your mother. The second right which a person have upon you, that is summa haqqu abik. Your father have the second right upon you. Summa haqqu waladika. The third one is the right of your son, your daughter. Summa haqqu akhik. The fourth one is the right of your brother. Summa al-aqrab fal-aqrab. After that, those who are nearer to you than the others. Of course, they have more rights than the others upon you. From this hadith, we can understand that our family, our relatives, they are not in one level. Their rights are not in the same. Some of their rights are wajib, are obligatory, are necessary, like the right of the mother, the right of the father, the right of your close relatives, like sister, like son. These people, they have much more right than the others, that they are further relative to these persons. Now, as you understood this matter, that who is arham or who is family, and we define it, and also we understood that these family, they do not have equal rights, as they are not in one degree, they are not in one level, so their levels will be differs to each other. So the third thing which is necessary that we should understand it here is this, that what is the importance of these family ties according to the Holy Quran. Why I'm going to recite some of the verses of the Holy Quran? Because the first thing is this, that the text of the Holy Book, it is a fixed text. It is a text that there is no doubt which came from the side of Almighty Allah. And we should obey and we should understand these texts. And the second thing is this, why I am going to talk about the Seerah of the Holy Prophet. Why I am reciting these verses of the Holy Quran? It is because of this matter. That first of all, there is a hadith. That in this hadith came, a person asked from one of the wife of the Prophet, how is the moral of the Holy Prophet in the house, in the family? Then she answered, do you recite the Holy Quran? He replied, yes, I recite the Holy Quran and I have recited it many times. Then she said, the moral of the Holy Prophet is like Quran. From this side, it is necessary that we should talk about the verses of the Holy Quran, because the moral of our Prophet is like the Holy Quran. As the Holy Quran encourages the Prophet and admires him, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Prophet, surely you possess a very great moral, that your moral is like Quran. So that's why it is necessary for us that we should recite it first for every subject, some of the verses from the Holy Quran. The first ayah, the first verse, which is very famous, that is in the Surah of Shu'ara, Almighty Allah address and command and enjoin His Prophet, His Messenger, and said, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. What does it mean? Let me tell you this, that in the beginning, when our prophet became the messenger of Allah, and he brought some messages from the Almighty Allah for the people. Of course, the people, they were strange to the prophet, and they did not know, and they did not recognize the prophet. That is why Almighty Allah said and addressed the Holy Prophet that you should bring, you should invite your close relatives, your close family. First of all, you should warn them. First of all, you should preach them. From this verse, we can understand that our family, our relatives, they have a very special right upon us. As our prophet, he has done that. First of all, he preached the relatives. He preached his close family. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. And it is a saying from Almighty Allah. It is a command from Almighty Allah that Almighty Allah said, O prophet, and warn your nearest relations. So it is your job, it is your task that you should invite your relatives, your relations, and then preach them at first. It is one thing which shows that relatives and family, they have a special right upon us. The second thing is this, that Almighty Allah says it in the Surah of Nahl. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba. Surely Allah enjoins doing of justice. Ya'muru bil adl. In doing of good to the others. Ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. The third thing which this verse says, وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and the giving to the family. You should give, you should help, you should cooperate with your family, and it is necessary. And also then says, وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَاغِ يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And also he forbids indecency, in evil, in rebellion, and he admonishes you that you may be mindful. You should remember these things. So from this verse also we can understand that one of the things which is important is helping and cooperating and giving money to the family, to the relatives. وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. The third verse is this, that Almighty Allah says it in the Surah of Nisa, وَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. O people, you should worship and serve Almighty Allah. وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Do not join and share with the Almighty Allah any other thing. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And you should remember that it is your duty that you should treat in a very good manner with your parents. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. After the parents, it is your duty and it is our duty that we should treat in a very good manner with our relatives, with our families. So it is also necessary. From here also we can understand that ذِي الْقُرْبَى or arham or our relatives, or our family, they have a special right upon us that we should treat with them in a very good manner. As it is, it came in the Holy Book. The fourth ayah, which Almighty Allah says, it is again in the Surah of Nisa, the first verse of the Surah of the Nisa. Almighty Allah addressed the people, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, ittaqu rabbakum. Be careful of your duty to your Lord. And it is a job, it is a duty of you that you should take the care of that to your Lord. الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة, who created you from a single being, that is the humanity. At first, there is no man and woman, that is nafs wahida. What does nafs wahida mean? Single being, which is neither male nor female. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And then Almighty Allah says, and He created, it is made of the same kind. It is a blessing of Almighty Allah that Almighty Allah created for us from the same kind a mate, a couple. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. Then spread from these two many men and women. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Here Almighty Allah says, and be careful of your duty to Allah, by whom you demand one of another your rights into the ties of relationships. It means that you should be good with your relatives, and you should think about your relatives and about your family. Surely Allah ever watches over you. So here again we understand that Almighty Allah emphasizes that you should be thankful, you should be careful of your relatives. The fifth ayah which Almighty Allah says in this ayah is also very important, that came in the Surah of Ra'd. Almighty Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Those who are thinkers and those who possess the mind, they should remember. الَّذِينَ يُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ. And those of the people that they know firmly the covenant of Almighty Allah, and they fulfill it. وَلَا يَنْقُذُونَ الْمِسَاقِ. And they do not break the covenant of Almighty Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يَسِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّسَلْ. It is important. In this part of the verse of the Almighty Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَسِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ. And those people who join and who have a very good treatment with their relatives, with their families, and they keep their ties and their relations to their families as Almighty Allah commanded it. مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّسَلَ وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. In the fear from their Lord. وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ. And they also fear from the accounting which will be in the hereafter. So it is the fifth verses of the Holy Quran which again emphasize about the keeping the ties with the family and relatives. And the sixth one is this, that Almighty Allah says in the Surah of Baqarah, لَيْسَ الْبِرُ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قبل المشرق والمغرب. Some of the people, they think that goodness is this, that we should offer the prayer to the house of the Almighty Allah. But this verse says that the goodness and the rightness is not this only. لَيْسَ الْبِرُ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. And then Almighty Allah said that goodness is that you should believe upon Almighty Allah, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and you should believe upon the hereafter, وَالْمَلَائِكَ, and you should believe on the angels of the Almighty Allah, وَالْكِتَاب, in His book, وَالنَّبِيِّينَ, in His messengers, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَىٰ. Here, One of the things which Almighty Allah said is this, that you should pay, you should help and cooperate those people who are your relatives, those people who are your family. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ هُبِّهِ ذَوِ الْقُرْبَىٰ. Because you like and love Almighty Allah, that is why you decide to help your relatives. As it is the translation of this verse of the Holy Quran, it is not the goodness that you turn your faces towards the east and the west, but the goodness is this, that one should believe in Allah and also in the last day, in the angels, in the book, in the prophets, and give away wealth out of love for him to the near of kin, I mean to the relatives, to the family. The seventh verse of the holy book is this, which Almighty Allah said, again it is in the Surah of Nisa, the verse number 8. وَإِذَا حَذَرَ الْقِسْمَةَ أُولُو الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ فَارْزُقُوهُمْ مِنْهُ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. When some of the people, they are near you while you are dividing and the heritage, you are dividing the heritage, some of your relatives, they are near you, while they do not have this right to possess the heritage. So, but it is better that you should give some of your property to them. وَإِذَا حَزَرَ الْقِسْمَةَ أُولُو الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, and also to the orphans, and also to the needies. فَرْزُقُوهُمْ مِنْهُ, you should give some of these properties to them. وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا, and it is your duty that you should treat with them in a very gentle way, in a very kind manner you should treat with them. The eighth verse of the Holy Quran is this, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتَقْطَعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَانَهُمُ اللَّهِ. Some of the people, they mischief on the land, and they do not treat in a very good manner on this earth. So, and some of the people, وَتَقْطَعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ, and they cut off their relationships to their relatives. These people, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ, Almighty Allah will give his curse upon them, because they cut their relations to their relatives. So, the blessing of Almighty Allah, which can be included all the people, so it cannot be bestowed upon those who cut off their relationships to their relatives. وَتَقَطَّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ. And the last verse which I'm going to talk about here is this, يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. It is the verse from Almighty Allah in the Holy Book, that some of the people may ask from you, O Prophet, that ماذا ينفقون, what should we give to the others? قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ. Whatever good things that you want to give as a charity to the others, that should be for your parents, فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ, وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ, and for your family, and for your relatives. As the parents, they have a special possession, that's why it came separately. فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ, and also to your relatives. Now here I would like to recite a hadith from the Holy Prophet about this matter, that how should we treat with our relatives, with our family. Our Holy Prophet said, أَوْصَانِ رَبِّي بِسَبْعٍ. My Lord advised me for seven things. أوصاني بالإخلاص. First of the thing which my Lord advised me is this, that he advised me for the sincerity. This sincerity should be either you are in a secret place or not you are in a public place. في السر والعلانية. It is one first thing. The second thing which our Prophet said, وَأَنْ أَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَنِي. Those who are oppressed and those who are cruel and the oppressed upon us, so we should forgive them. وَأُعْتِيَ مَنْ حَرَمَنِي. And those who deprived us, we should give them. وَأَسِلَ مَنْ قَتَعَنِي. Here, this part I would like to emphasize over. وَأَسِلَ مَنْ قَتَعَنِي. Those family, those relatives that they cut off with us. So we should communicate with them. We should keep our ties with them. وَأَسِلْ مَنْ قَتَعَنِي وَأَنْ يَكُونَ صَمْتِ فِكْرًا. And our silence should be thinking. وَنَزَرِ عِبَرًا. And our looking to the others when we look to some things, that should be a lesson. These seven things our Prophet said that our Lord advised us. So we should think about this matter. And one of among these seven things, one of the things which is important, that is that if someone of from our relatives, from our family, they cut off with us, so it is our duty that we should continue and we should keep the ties and relations to them as they are our family, and it is our duty that we should do that. God willing, we all should know these rights and we should do and practice these duties that Almighty Allah said to us. Thank you very much as you have followed this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.